Larios Brothers Super Podcast starting now. No bad cat. Fingers crossed he might break downstairs anyway.
He could be like my little my Khaleesi dragon, where he just rides on my shoulders.
They just give him two like comically small wings.
Like angel wings too, not even intimidating. Like, come, Liam. We have to take Westeros. So, based off the beginning, you can already tell might be a bit of a Game of Thrones podcast because I've now finally gotten into the Song of Ice and Fire series.
Before we do a moment of respect for those that died today. No, fuck this plane. Did you do your rap battle? Did you write it down?
No, did you?
I did.
Okay. So
I'm going to start it off real quick, and we can decide if it's the new theme song. I think it's pretty spectacular.
This isn't like a Ming rap. That's just one page, right?
No, it's just this part.
Oh, okay.
This is just the other top. It's like, this will be done in 20 seconds.
Okay. Do you need a beat?
Yes, please.
Bum, bum, ba-ch, bum, bum.
So I humbly submit this as an entry for our new theme song, because stealing Super Mario Techno just seems wrong. But I'm sure that doesn't bother a man such as yourself, still rocking all your third grade Scholastic awards on your shelf. I'm just happy to see you working out and getting thin, but you still heaped me on those mozzarella sticks at Red Robin. You spend a lot more time on your computer than you should, man. Not to mention you own a cat that's fatter than John Goodman. And it's presumably the funniest thing I've ever seen, your room decorated with triple D Asians who look like they're 13. But I'll let you get back to slapping your meat. You're so motherfucking lazy you couldn't even give me a beat. I wrote that assuming you probably wouldn't. I wrote that assuming you wouldn't give me a beat. So, good for you.
I'm done immediately at the end.
I thought for sure I was going to be like, can you give me a beat? No.
Fuck you.
Use your phone.
You can shit on me?
Use your phone.
Get your Casio keyboard out, why don't ya? Although, I actually did have a Casio keyboard at one point.
Like the one from the cat video?
Not that. It was cheaper than that. I remember Mom gave it to me. I mentioned at one point I wanted to learn piano, so I had like a half keyboard. And it had like all the program songs in it, I remember. And I tried to learn that for a good month or so. I learned Heart and Soul, I think. I learned the one part of that. And I played it with Aunt Debbie at one point.
Yeah.
And then that quickly just never went anywhere.
I want a real piano. Like, what broke? You're sleeping on a mattress on the floor. I don't...
Those are dark days. The days where I slept in a mattress. Both of us slept in a mattress on my room.
I set my bed on fire. No smoking. So that's punishment. Mom's like, you're not allowed to sleep in your own room anymore. You have to sleep on this bed in your brother's room too.
No bed frames. I don't even know if there was box springs to them. I know one of them was just a mattress on the floor.
I think mine was just a mattress on the floor.
Yeah. And like neither of them clean. No bed sheets to them. There was some dark time. And yeah, like, I still recall getting a lot of video games back then. Like,
yeah, the basement was still the hot spot.
I just remember it was like, probably should have prioritized money a little bit better back in those days. But then I wouldn't have been able to play that sweet, crappy COD game. I think, Lost Kingdoms, I found out was what it was called.
Oh, that.
You fucking manticores and mandrakes and bullshit like that. No, I appreciate the rap, brother. I thought it was uncalled for. I hold those Scholastic achievements quite proudly.
Not a single fat joke in there.
Yeah, well, one of my cat.
Well, oh, that's off limits now, you giant cat.
He's precious to me.
I think you need to wake up, brother.
No, he's growing into his skin.
But I got a couple topics. We can definitely start with.
Nah, you can, you know, go where you want to. I'm not gonna railroad this podcast. You're the one who comes to topics most weeks.
So. They're bullet points, so we can probably run through most of them.
Okay.
Quickly. I finally saw a commercial for the new Gotham show.
All right, next. No, go ahead.
And it starts with, like, have you ever wondered how your favorite villain started? Penguin. It just shows some guy playing the Penguin. Like, not really.
When did Penguin begin his fascination with birds and huge noses?
Like, if the new Flash show was like, have you ever wondered how Captain Boomerang Jr. started?
I mean, to be fair, just like...
Found a boomerang?
He threw a boomerang and it killed a man. He's like, well, I'm kind of fucked on this.
I guess I picked my choice.
No, like, does Flash even have, like, a rogues gallery where it'd be, like, the origins of Darkseid?
No.
No, not really. Not like, at all. He's got, like, his coolest Vision or villains, gotcha. Professor Zoom or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And Professor Zoom's backstory is so fucking stupid. It's
convoluted, yeah.
It's like he's Wally from West. He looks like Wally West from the future and went back in time. And
he's Negaduck. Huge.
Yeah, it's very ridiculous. Nah, so are you going to check it out? You can see.
I'll definitely watch a couple of
Teenage Catwoman, it looks like.
How bad can it be?
Is
what I'm going to keep saying over and over again to myself.
I never watched Smallville. I've yet to see Arrow, though. A few people I know have spoken highly of it.
Yeah, same.
So, I have never seen these, like, CW network sort of teen-oriented versions of these characters. And I think Gotham's maybe not exactly that. It's trying to kind of be that. But
that's Fox, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's kind of like that. So it's the fact that, like, almost all the characters are teenage, but it's crime drama.
It's like a Smallville version.
That with, like, not a CSI, but, like, a Law and Order or something. Because it's following Jim Gordon. So I assume the police procedural follows that, and it just happens that most of the villains are teenagers. But I've never seen those shows, so I can't say if I'd enjoy them or not.
Yeah, same.
I know some people love them. I mean, Smallville ran for, like, 12 seasons or something crazy like that. Never fucking put on a cape.
Yeah, I don't know. But I guess maybe, like, I don't know if it just got good enough ratings that the CW is like, let's keep it going.
Yeah, I mean, what's good
We're
ratings?
We're not paying for him to fly or anything. So.
Yeah, what's good ratings for the CW anyway, you know? Like, oh, 13 people watched the last episode of King of Queens. Fucking boom! Gangbuster!
Two more seasons. Let's see here. All right, here's just a scenario. I don't know. Would you say there's a decent amount of attractive women where you work?
At my office? There's a handful of good-looking girls.
Okay. So if you were outside and, like, some criminal mastermind had a gun to your head and he said, I'm going to pull the fire alarm and you're fucking the first woman that runs out of that building, how confident are you that it's going to be, like, a good one?
Oh, no. Actually, I feel pretty confident because most of the unattractive women also happen to be the morbidly obese ones.
Okay.
So I don't think they're going to be the first ones out the door. If it's like, I'm going to cattle them like it's the start of a 5K and just cut the ribbon and whatever one gets through like the door 50 feet ahead first gets it, then I'm terrified. But if it's like, oh, they have to get from the fifth floor down, I'm like, all right, all those fucking heifers
no
and old
elevator.
Ladies are going to be stuck on those stairs for like at least a good 5 minutes. So one of the hotties comes out. Now I'm like, is this a knowledge that goes to their minds, or do I have to like become the predator leaping out the window like, why can't I get out of this? How did I even get looped into this?
Governor Romney, I'm not sure.
I understand that things are tough, but
you have free time, I get that, but all right, that's a new scenario. I just like I pulled the fire alarm and I had to fuck the first woman that comes out of that building. My office, I'm not confident about it at all. Like the two hot girls sitting nowhere near the front, so it's just going to be a herd.
Yeah, and you don't work in like a big office building or something like that. You're on. What floor are you on?
We're on the first floor. So if you're only counting people, like if they counted the whole building, that'd be a different scenario. But if they're just counting the people, it's like the first six out are just going to be whales that never run ever, but this is like the one chance.
Yeah, like if you
elevator knighted.
And especially because some people will be like, oh, it's a fire alarm. Let them get out first because they're, you know, disabled.
Don't block
or
the doorway.
Yeah.
It'll
be like that Sting concert or whatever where people got trampled.
Yeah.
Maroon 5, something gay like that.
Sting and Maroon 5. Both gay, whatever.
Fuck them. Boom. Made a point right there.
Okay. Since we now know Baby Mitchie listens to the show, or at least will whenever these go up.
This is the first episode where we've returned from the family reunion.
Yeah.
And can we just note here, I think we win the title of Best Larios Brothers.
Oh, obviously.
Easily. Kaboom. I mean, what's our competition? Bradley and Anthony?
Bradley not there, and Joey and Mitchie only got there like the last couple days. But
and they're so lame. Fuck them.
They are. Total nerds. I mean, if the uncles had to pick, they'd probably pick Travis. But
yeah, they're like, yeah, Travis is great. Like, wait, no.
And we've got the numbers. We got little Alex too, bringing up the rear. But since we know Mitch listens, do we want to just talk about a couple of his favorite topics? Cock. If you had to suck one, circumcised or uncircumcised.
What?
It's your preference. This is clearly a Mitchie topic.
why would I want to suck a dick, period?
You don't, like, but it's...
Gun to my head?
Click, click, yes. It's a boring Tuesday.
I'm just like, God, I don't feel like playing any video games. Where's a dick to suck?
Finished all the Game of Thrones books that are out. What do I do now?
Start blowing people and reenact my favorite scenes.
I wonder if I want circumcised or uncircumcised. Do I want it handy?
I wouldn't, like, gun to my head, like, this is, like, genie mind control. I'm like, I don't fucking care. It's, I don't want this to begin with.
Oh, you just get, like, some uncircumcised, like, an elephant's head, ear... skin all over the place.
If I have a choice, I suppose a manageable dick would be my option, just so it's not like, oh, here comes Thor's giant Kai on the mountain, just flops his dick onto the table, like, blow me! I'm just like, oh, God, I'm going to have to do this in sections.
I know it sounds racist, but I'd prefer a white guy. Not for why you're thinking. Just because it's probably going to be smaller.
You should go with Asian in that respect. Then.
That's true. Now it does just sound racist.
Then, but then you sound really kinky, then. Like, I want an Asian cock.
Yeah, give me some Asian.
Yeah.
I want the checks. Let's try the other side of this coin.
I want to fucking blow that Pokemon right out of the water.
So you're uncircumcised? Okay.
Sure, that's whatever. It's not one I'd, like, jump fully hardy into.
All right, here's the last Baby Mitchie topic. Hot dudes. Who's hotter, Tatum Channing or Joe Manganiello?
Channing Tatum, you mean?
What did I... Oh, yeah, I have it. I don't know why I keep thinking his name's Tatum Channing. Channing Tatum or Joe Manganiello.
I know the name Joe Manganiello or whatever, but I don't...
Google with your phone. Type in hunk on your Google. I guarantee he's like one of the first...
What's he from, though? Like, I know what he looks like.
He's from True Blood.
Okay, so he's a True Blood dude.
Magic Mike, which I haven't seen, but...
Channing Tatum seems like a pretty cool dude. Like, if I had to go gay and I had the options of the two of them, I feel like he'd be... pretty cool. He'd be like, so what, genie made you like this? I'm like, yeah, sure. Boom, boom,
yeah. Boom, boom. Oh, this terrible curse.
No, one night I got bit by Elton John and I became like this.
Yeah, there's a tribe of wandering gypsies in town. You want to see maybe if they know how to...
No. You know what? I'm probably mental and lesson or something from this.
Oh, we'll get to Tom. How about I just blow you?
So, are you on the same boat of Channing Tatum or...
Manganiello, like, if I'm going queer, like, that guy is just, like, he's, like, the front of every Muscle Fitness magazine. It's ridiculous. So I'd say he's probably hotter.
Okay. And we just want to assume that Baby Mitchie's answers for both of these was all of them and both dudes.
Yeah, definitely.
Then he was just like, I can only have one cock?
He probably likes uncircumcised. He likes it just fucking big slabs of bologna.
Exploding.
Dangling out of his mouth.
I hope he listens to this in, like, his barracks or whatever, so all of his fellow seamen
can
just
title the episode, shout out to Baby
Mitchie. Baby, so, like, Baby like, Mitchie, right? Listen.
Yeah, we're going to put this on the speaker.
For my fat goopa cousins to do a podcast.
We're just talking about him juggling a circumcised dick in his mouth.
Aww.
In the Navy. There's a lot of gun to your head scenarios in here. Gun to your head. How do you pronounce the name of the guy from 12 Years a Slave?
I'm sitting here and it's an even worse scenario. I'm like, what was the guy from 12 Years a Slave?
He's black.
I figured. Was it like Chitke Aganude or something? I mean, I'm done. I don't even know who it is.
I just spell it phonetically. Chiwetel Ejiofor.
I mean, it'd be like the same situation, like gun to your head. Gun to your head. Pronounce Mr. Echo's real name.
Adewale, I've got.
Yeah, Adewale.
Don't shoot me, please.
See, it's weird, because when I first started with the state, I worked in epidemiology, which is like the study of fucking like infectious diseases and... a lot of South African doctors work there, like guys who had clearly come over from Africa, mm-hmm. got their degrees, worked there. So I actually learned a lot of like African names, like Ninkutia, Mutombe. Like it was a lot of African names. So somehow I picked it up there, but for some reason I just look at someone and I'm just like, how the fuck would you pronounce that? Like if someone told me right now, like, oh, Lost is coming back and you get to be a personal assistant so you can see all this stuff beforehand. But you have to be Mr. Echo's personal attendant, and you can't call him by his stage name. Like, would I even, like, would I subject myself to that embarrassment of the first day? Like, hey, Mr. AAA! And he's like, no, I prefer my real name.
We are not friends.
Adewale, we are not known on a first name basis.
Adebisi?
You're patronizing me. Ada Smibbe, Smitty, Smitty, here's your coffee.
Desmond, I want to be your intern.
Charlie, over here.
All right, is this weird? I was at the gym today, and I finished working out. I finished showering. That was it, to change back into my clothes. And I couldn't find my boxers. Like, they were missing out of my locker. And I looked for about a minute, and is it weird, like, the first thing that popped in my head, like, someone stole my panties.
I think it's weird you immediately call them panties.
But... that is weird, right?
Where are they, panties?
No, they're...
Okay.
Hey, buddy, I got them on.
Oh, see, alright, first mystery solved. You found your boxers.
Yeah, I put them in my gym bag at some point sooner than I thought. But
okay.
Is it just like comically? I think that's funnier. Or...
I mean, did you think that someone had stolen? Like, did you like get, you came in there, you're just like, my boxers were here like before I closed my locker and left.
Yeah. They're not in the place they've been in the last 1,000 times.
Now I would immediately search the other things first. Unless my like boxers had been on the top of my gym bag, I went and then I came back in, they were gone, and I wouldn't immediately. I'd be like, okay, someone maybe opened this. I don't know why.
Someone stole my panties.
Someone was like, oh God, that 220-pound stallion over there, I want to smell his used underwear. Like, ooh. But now
I'm like marching up to the front desk. Someone stole my panties.
You need to get security cameras in those fucking bad locker rooms because someone's stealing all my underwear.
Give me that loudspeaker.
Hello, everybody, especially the hot lady, since I know it was probably one of you.
Let me flex a second.
Someone stole my silk boxes, and I want them backsies.
They're not even silk. I just thought it was weird. Like, why did I think of them as my panties?
Yeah, that's the weird thing for me, is that that was your first thought. Like, my panties are missing.
It's like a frat boys.
It's like a woman walks by, like, I don't even call my underwear panties. Like, no, everyone does, right?
Yeah. It's the new thing. I'm pretty sure.
Guys, come on. Are you with me? Panties?
Oh, panties? Stop throwing things at me. How far have you watched any more episodes of Justice League?
Yes, I just finished, I think, the Justice Lords.
Oh, it's so good.
It's a pretty good one. It's definitely good. I don't know why. I think when the series was out on Toonami, like when it was airing in its original run, that was one of the two-parters I missed.
It's one of the best ones.
For whatever reason, I remember not seeing either one. I think maybe it was the conclusion. I never saw the conclusion to it, so it was kind of new to me this time around. But I remember watching all the Justice League when it was coming out.
That's just awesome. When they're fighting Doomsday. It's like,
just lobotomizes him right there.
Lobotomizes him, his just tongue immediately comes out. Like,
just Lois Lane, like, what the fuck did you do?
I don't know. If I was in the crowd, like, well, thank God. We get a dome in space just for him to come back in another 6 months.
Well, that's the thing, because I think Doomsday does come back later.
Yeah, he's definitely back. Eventually, I think that part of his brain grows back.
Or, so, yeah, something like that happens. I was going to say, I recall him being attached to Cadmus in some ways, which is actually, like, looking back on it, probably one of the cooler parts of Justice League, that like Cadmus becomes the main antagonist for a while. Amanda Waller's the leader, and that's like your big antagonist for a while.
Some fat black chick.
Yeah. Some equal opportunity. Speaking of which, not sure if you heard the big shakeup at Marvel Comics.
No.
All of their big three heroes, and you can figure the big three out for yourself if you want.
Thor, Iron Man, and Wolverine?
Captain America and stuff, Wolverine. Oh. But yeah. Now, Wolverine's supposedly dying soon. Like, there's a comic currently coming out called The Death of Wolverine. Oh, so we'll
like
see how...
an alternative universe version.
No, like, the actual Wolverine. Supposedly, yeah, he's going to die. I'm sure it's not going to be long. But some, like, a big change is happening to all the big three heroes in Marvel's universe. Iron Man's is the least drastic. He's, like, gained a new suit that kind of, like, it's, like, sleek white, so it kind of looks like an Apple product kind of thing.
Yeah.
And he's moving to San Francisco.
That matches.
The title of the series is called Superior Iron Man. And the last time they did a Superior title, it was Superior Spider-Man, where somehow Peter Parker, like, fucking comic. But yeah, he started blowing dudes down. Started swinging around downtown Manhattan like.
This is how you stop Green Goblin. Just blow him to death.
All you gotta do with Rhino is just get around and start working the shaft.
Gobble gobble.
I'm saving America. Damn it.
No need to thank me, everybody. I got
I have no time for you, Mary Jane. The vulture needs me.
It's just a homeless guy that said he was the vulture.
I know what I'm doing. No, he's moving to San Francisco.
Haven't you ever seen an origin story? That's how he becomes the vulture.
Peter, the vulture's in the jail right now.
He's blowing everybody.
This is Vulture Jr.
He's blowing everybody in case they become the vulture. He's not even your main villain.
Flip. No, I've got to save the day. Venom's going to help me tag Team Stallions.
No, we're not.
No, Superior Spider-Man was something like, I don't know, Peter's brain got displaced or something like that.
That's somewhere, Dr. Octopus.
Yeah, he's taking over as Peter Parker in Spider-Man. So that was like a more morally ambiguous Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And it was under the Superior title, so that's what kind of the impression is going to be for Iron Man, is he's going to be like kind of a less rude, like less heroic version of Iron Man this time around or something like that. But the other two are kind of more drastic. Captain America, from what I understand, had the super soldier serum removed from him or something like that somehow. So he can't be Captain America anymore. So there's going to be a new Captain America. It's going to be Falcon.
Oh, so Black Captain America.
Black Captain America. Although technically there has been another black one, like during that span of like the 50s to the like 80s or whatever, when they unfroze him from ice, they just pretended that all the Captain America comics that existed between then had like fake Captain Americas or something, and I think one of them was black. But yeah, he's gonna be black, and then Thor is going to do something that's gonna make him unworthy to yield Mjolnir. Mm-hmm. So he loses the power of Thor, and some new character who's a woman picks up, is now worthy of the hammer, and she becomes Thor.
Some slutty Thor outfit.
No. They unveiled this character on The View, so I think that would have really...
She's bad as hell.
That really would have worked against it if it was just like, and here's the new Thor, and it's her in like a chainmail bikini and a tiny little baby cape with a like inflatable hammer, like, blam, blam!
The hammer's just a giant cock. It's
like just penis shaped, and she's just dildoing herself with it every time.
Iron stockings.
No, because that was the weird thing.
Are these all called Superior?
No. Thor's, I think, carrying the same name. It's just going to be restarted as a Volume 1 now.
Yeah.
Captain America is being called All New Captain America, and then Iron Man's Superior Iron Man.
What's his name? Rogers?
Steve Rogers?
Yeah, what's he up to?
What's going to happen is in that book, he's just going to...
He's going to start aging, right?
Yeah, something like that. He's already a lot older. I have one of the issues upstairs. I bought like an issue from a comic book store that was downtown at one point. And he's already older than that. Like, he looks like he's starting to get kind of up there. So I think what's supposed to happen, he's going to stay around in the book and be like a tactician. Mm-hmm. Like, he's just going to be a supporting character.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a pretty big shake up there. Changing things up. I mean, a lot of people are like, look, it's comic books. The fucking status quo will be back.
Yeah.
And, you know, a month or 2 months or whatever they need.
Depending on how long it takes one of these to start tanking.
Yeah. But supposedly, because this is Marvel's way of kind of trying to break away from that notion that every superhero is like a white male. Because they've been trying to expand to more audiences.
Iron Man's still white.
Iron Man's still white. But look, two out of three guys, come on.
He's actually wearing white now.
He wears a Klan outfit.
Yeah.
Flies around shooting black superheroes, of which there aren't many.
Yeah, how many times can you kill Mana Ray? Black Mana?
But
not even in your universe. Leave me alone.
Supposedly, it's actually been a successful practice to them, because Miss Marvel became Captain Marvel, and then they introduced Miss Marvel, who's like this Middle Eastern girl, Muslim, and supposedly it's like one of their most popular books. So they're kind of like, look, you know, maybe comic books aren't for like the white male nerds anymore. Maybe we can start expanding that a little bit.
At least not for the meantime, definitely.
Yeah.
Whenever the bubble pops on the movies, I think it'll start reverting back to the old status.
Books still suck. I mean, a book, from what I understand, like a high-selling book sells maybe like 10,000 copies.
Oh, really?
Like, it's not like they make, you know, hand over fist. It's a lot smaller of a market now. So, yeah, no, I mean, yeah, it seems interesting.
I'm not
going to
read it.
Check Thor, brother.
I'm definitely Googling. I might do that right now. Hold on. Google female Thor.
I'm going to tell you. Well, I'm going to tell you right.
Just fat as the
no, it's, but it's, you know, like, it's not like she's in a slutty outfit. Again, they revealed it on The View.
So you've seen it?
Yeah.
Okay. Is their name... Is the comic still called Thor?
Yeah, I think Thor the Thunder God or something like that, or the Lightning God or something like that.
Oh, I'm on Google and I'm typing in Google.
I've done that before, too. The worst is when I'm at work and I just type something into the search bar and forget that for some fucking stupid reason all of our work computers are defaulted to Bing. So I type something into search, it goes to Bing search, and I immediately, no, let's just go to Google. It'll do the search there. And it's like, all you were searching for was IMDb Game of Thrones, just let me give you this. And I'm like, no, fuck you, Bing.
It still, like, even did the song. Feels like
I'm too close to love. Hold on a moment, still searching. Like, God damn it, Bing, get out of here! Stop trying to be a thing! Now, there are... Because, like, every superhero...
I think it's a lot of slutty Halloween costumes. It's what's coming on.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to have that. I think if you just search...
Female Thor Marvel. Let's
see here. Well, search it in just, like, the news results. And you should get, like, a new... No, none of this. Hold on, I'm going to...
I mean, none of these are crazy. Thor... This one's a little slutty.
I mean, I'm not saying they're slutty. I'm just saying that's not what it is. Here we go.
It's not Jane Foster, is it?
No. Well, they actually don't know yet. Supposedly, the identity of the character is yet to be revealed. So, let me see.
Oh, okay. I'd see it now.
It's pulling up here.
It actually shows Thor.
Yeah, that's what it's going to... That's what the new Iron Man suit looks like.
Okay. Nah, it looks stupid.
And that's what Falcon Captain America looks like. What is... let's see. Let's try to have a full-size picture of this. Oh, whoops.
Like Tony Stark standing there like, oh, looks like things didn't change that much after all. Looks right, like, guys? What the fuck?
Looks like everything's coming up, Tony.
Well, what'd you do with your cock?
Yeah, I don't know who that is. Supposedly she's like some...
Valkyrie?
No, it's not Valkyrie. It's some other like Thor world female character who apparently originated from Spawn.
Who's the chick over Winter Soldier?
That one?
Yeah.
Medusa. She's one of the...
Oh, aliens. Medusa. What the...
Somehow, yes.
What, the Infinites or something? Immortals?
Or... Inhumans.
Inhumans.
And somehow she's now a member of the Avengers, because this is their new Avengers lineup. So you got the classics in there, and then the shakeups that they have, and then Doctor Strange and Ant-Man are presumably in there, because they're getting Marvel movies soon.
Who's the fire guy?
Another inhuman called like an immolation or something. Or what Bernie. Are the
inhumans?
They're...
Are they just glorified mutants?
From what I understand, they're kind of like half Kree, half humans who have special powers. But Marvel, like, Studios still owns the rights to them.
Okay.
So the growing idea is, because they don't own X-Men anymore, they might just do an Inhumans movie. Because they're like, essentially, this fucking works the same.
Yeah, there's got to be like a Wolverine counterpart in there somewhere.
Yeah, well, they're fucking... From what I've read, the fucking Inhumans are boring and lame as shit. So.
They said, I've Wikipedia'd some of them, like, yawn.
They're pretty, they're not that cool, but, yeah.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, I mean, come on, you only do
so much. Unfortunately, X-Men movies are still making money, so we're not getting those.
Unfortunately. But yeah, no, that's the big Marvel shakeup news that has happened.
No, I had not heard anything about that.
I mean, this has all happened within the span of, like, the last 3 days, so... They announced the fucking Thor news on The View, and then they announced a Captain America thing last night on the Colbert Report.
Hmm.
So there you go. Oh, and they have the first photo of what Ultron's gonna... Ultron's gonna look like.
Really?
And, yeah, hold on, I can pull that up.
Check that out.
Well, it's been a big week for Marvel news. The Marvel podcast I do, we recorded...
Is Comic-Con? Is that going on right now?
Or is that... No, that's... Week? 2 weekends? It's not next week. It's the week after that. Like, basically, not this weekend, but the weekend after it starts.
Oh, wow. You think they'd save some of this stuff?
Supposedly they
are. Unless you think, like, oh, there's just so much big shit happening.
That's what worries me. Because, again, I did the Marvel podcast I do with one of my friends on Monday, and we had nothing to... Like, we eventually devolved into talking about, like, Avengers-themed pizzas at Walmart when the movie came out. And I was, like, infuriated. I was like, why is Tony Stark's just 4 cheese? He's a billionaire. Couldn't he spring for more toppings than cheese?
Yeah, what's the most expensive crappy topping you can get on, like, a grocery store pizza?
I got
real sausage? Like, real chicken?
It was like, it made more sense if Captain America's was like plain cheese. Like, oh, good old American cheese pizza.
Yeah, just American cheese pizza. Oh, that would be disgusting.
That would be horrible. That's what Ultron's going to look like.
Okay, so he looks pretty similar. To what he usually does. They didn't go too crazy.
And they changed the Captain America suit up a little bit. made it less lame than his Avengers one. I don't know if you've rewatched Avengers since then.
But what does he have? Does he have like the old school one?
He has the old school one.
The leather mask.
Yeah, but I don't know why. It's just like they reinvented kind of superhero suits a little bit recently, especially after Batman, where they kind of added Kevlar to some to make it look more modernized. I don't know why. It's like him.
It really makes your pecs pop too.
Yeah, it's just like him in this like skin tight, like no definition revealing suit. Just like, ooh, that looks cheesy as shit.
I kind of like it because that's kind of what he is that old school one.
Yeah, but I mean, you also think he's also a soldier. Why wouldn't he wear what would be considered a soldier's uniform?
Because if it shows him and then it shows Tony Stark and like his armor next to each other, you're like, oh, these guys both work out exactly the same amount.
These guys are exactly equal when it comes to muscle mass.
Chris Evans like, bullshit!
What the fuck? No, it's not! He's like 79!
He's all fucking crack-riddled and... He was like 2 years of drug use away from being Steven Tyler.
Everyone's just like, ooh, this isn't very Captain America. You fuck him!
Because fuck him, that's why. What are
fuck
you
that
do?
Big San Francisco loving queer.
What are you going to do? Recast me? Hey, what's Chris Pine doing here?
Well, no! Just like fades away. And then, didn't you see? Falcon replaced Captain America in the comic books. And boom, it just happened here too.
Just made it there then. Like, Captain Falcon immediately, like, Jews!
Like, oh,
we've got
and now we can replace you with Bucky.
How many backup contracts do we have Ryan Reynolds on?
That guy could fit a couple Marvel characters. Not many, though. I think he could fit Deadpool. I mean, that's supposed to be the character he's supposed to play. I mean, not that shitty Deadpool one movie.
It'd be... I'd have to hear him do the accent. He could do Gambit, honestly. Like, would chicks really be that upset? Chicks would be like...
I mean, there are some people... There's some people who are furious that Channing Tatum's going to be playing Gambit.
Yeah, I thought the guy from Wolverine was okay.
Tyler Kitsch or something like that?
Yeah, I thought he was alright. I think it's like some unknown guy, because if you get a guy that you know doesn't have a southern accent, unless they really pull it off.
But I think Channing Tatum does have a southern accent. I think he just hides it.
Oh, really?
I think he is from like Louisiana or something. Well, let's just check out Channing Tatum, and maybe I'll stare at the image gallery for a couple minutes.
It's like, are you sure? Again? I mean, you might as well check out Joe Manganiello. Why are you looking up hot dudes? We can have a hot dude face-to-face on. Let's see.
First things first, the first search result is for Channing Tatum by... So that's a good sign.
You want bio, Christopher. Bio!
What? No, I... Channing Tatum. Let's see, where is he born? You can carry on with your list. It shouldn't take more than a moment.
Oh. So you haven't seen the one where Solomon... Do you remember the one where Solomon Grundy dies at the end, sort of?
I remember vaguely that episode, and I think that's the one coming up now.
It's a tearjerker.
I recall that. I don't remember the like the details of the episode, but I remember being like really sad that Solomon Grundy dies at the end. And
it's like an homage to the Defenders, I guess, the Marvel team, which is, I think, Namor, Hulk, Doctor Strange, Hawkeye, and somebody else. So they used all those counterparts in DC, except they replaced Hulk with Solomon Grundy and Hawkeye with Hawk Girl.
Oh, okay.
And he dies at the end. But he's Hawk Girl's already come out as like kind of an atheist. Then he's dying. He's like, will Grundy's soul be waiting for him in heaven? And she's like, Grundy, I don't believe. And then she looks at him and he's just like, so sad.
Give me like, hope.
Of course it'll be there. Grundy's like, Grundy gets his reward.
That'd be great if in his last moments he's like, got you to give up your faith. Suck it.
So easily. Grundy don't believe in nothing.
Grundy know where he'd go eat worm food. Fuck it.
Grundy
suck it.
Show.
No, I think that's coming right up. So.
There's so many classic episodes. And there's really like none in that Marvel. I guess, because I wasn't a kid when Justice League came out. And I don't remember most of those episodes from... when I was like, what, in my early 20s?
I will never, ever argue that Marvel has a better animated like spectrum than what DC had. Maybe X-Men. And even then, X-Men's like, I don't know if I watched that now, if it would carry the same weight as when I was a child.
I think a lot of their episodes hold up. The animation gets
the animation choppy. Won't, but I don't know how much the episode. But I mean, you compare it to the Batman.
Yeah.
Superman show wasn't bad. Static Shock I liked a lot. That was pretty
decent. I never
really
saw Static Shock.
It was good as a kid. It was one of those shows that actually had a bit more of a poignant message to it that kind of worked. Like, it actually tackled some... Like, I think his best friend was gay in that
Blacks
show.
Blacks are people, too.
No, I remember vividly an episode where his friend came out, and like that was like a huge episode. Huh. And an episode where his friend's dad was like, "No, I don't want this fucking, like, he doesn't never uses the word monkey, but he's like, get this fucking."
You can see it in his eyes.
He was definitely thinking. He threw bananas at him.
Get this man out of my house.
Get this Static Shock out of here or something. Yeah, but that's some good shows. And then Justice League, League Unlimited, Batman. I never watched Batman Beyond. That's one of the shows I got to catch up on.
There's a few episodes are great because you still have Kevin Conway.
Oh yeah,
Conroy is Batman, and he's like even the more curmudgeon-y older Bat. Like imagine even, Batman, dude. And he can't do any of his physical stuff anymore. He needs a cane.
It's just shitty and
cold, super shitty,
cruel to everybody.
He's like a crappy Alfred because he's always in the Batcave, but he never goes anywhere.
It's like Mom almost. Like if she just had a surly attitude, like don't you go anywhere? Where would I go?
What is there to do?
All I do is hunt bad guys.
Cleaning up your messes keeps me busy.
Mom, it's like 7 dishes. You were probably done in 10 minutes.
I mean metaphysical messes.
You haven't cleaned up any of those.
I seem to still have them all.
Channing Tatum was born in Alabama, by the way. Alabama. So
he probably raised in Alabama?
Looks like they moved to Mississippi when he was 6, and he grew up in the bayous near the Mississippi River.
So his name's Channing Tatum.
Yes, Channing Tatum.
Is he like, was he the, who am I thinking, who's Tatum Channing? Who the hell is that? I mean, I'm sure it's not, it's gotta be something similar. I know there's a stalker Channing, but that's like an actress from like the 80s.
Let's see. Are you thinking maybe, what is weird, Tatum Channing does pop up. I think this is just people who are confused. Yeah, it's just people who are confused. There's Dredderick Tatum, the Simpsons
ripoff. No, I think I haven't drank that much.
Tatum O'Neill.
Tatum O'Neill is what I'm thinking of. Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
That's like the star. It's like some famous stars kid that was a fuck up, I think.
Tatum O'Neill. She is the youngest person to ever win a competitive Academy Award, which she won at 10. For her performances, Addie Lodgins and Paper Moon opposite her father, Ryan O'Neill.
Yeah, and I think she ended up becoming a crazy weirdo. All right, now look up the hottest stuff that's Joe Manganiello.
Can you tell me if you have to be cradled between someone's massive packs? No homo. Yeah, see, look, that's coming up first. And, like, you'll almost have to type in with a shirt as, like, a special option because it's not going to just show up.
I mean, yes, he seems to be good looking.
Does he have cornrows in that one picture?
Wow. Right. You gotta stop him? You gotta fight? You gonna argue with it? No one needs a PA boy, local boy.
Pittsburgh. Oh, is he?
Pittsburgh.
He's got like a bullshit southern accent on True Blood. Super hot. Just admit it.
I mean, he's good looking. It's not like
you're
I'm
really
like,
gonna say it's not like I'm like Channing Tatum.
It's not like I'm shuffling in my pant, like my seat, like I can't let Mikey see my massive boner. I just don't know this guy. So
prove you don't have a massive boner.
All
right.
I flop. And just this flaccid penis hits the table. You're like, well, what an awkward moment.
This is almost my last thing. Have you caught any of the Weird Al songs?
I've seen all of them that have been coming out. Like,
oh, really?
He's been doing, apparently it's some like.
It's one
eight,
day.
8 for 8. Yeah, he's doing 8 releases. And I think I've seen all of them.
I haven't seen any of them. I know one's Foil, which is supposed to be the Lord's.
Yeah, an aluminum foil.
That one seems odd.
Wrap my chicken up in it. Yeah, it's not bad. The first one I saw was Tacky, which was his cover of Happy by Pharrell, and it had like who's the chick from Archer?
Oh, Aisha.
The black chick. Yeah, Aisha Taylor's in it. The fat gay guy from Modern Family's in it.
Oh, really?
Jack Black's in it. Yeah, it's.
I've heard he's got
Margaret
Cho.
There's
a lot of cameos. Yeah,
yeah, it's so weird. That was pretty good. I've softened on Weird Al. I used to hate him as a kid for some reason. I don't know why. I just sat there like this fucking untalented shithead. How dare he using up all these good songs? And then like I look back, I was like, hey, he probably made a couple of those songs better. But no, he's had some pretty good ones. I think Blurred Lines he turned into Word Crime, so it's just like a grammar video. It's pretty good. No hot chick in it though, unfortunately. Like it was so be like somehow it'd still be that one chick like hey,
with like two Scrabble pieces over
yeah, like a semicolon in front of her puss. And then what was the one today? Oh, it was Fancy, that one song that's in right now. That, like, if you've seen the video, it looks like Clueless.
Oh, maybe, yeah. I'm sure I've heard the song.
Okay, he does a parody called, like, Handy. It's not bad.
All I hear is, like, top 40 stuff at the gym, so.
Yeah.
I'm sure I've heard. I know I've heard most of these songs.
First things first, I'm the realest, the realest. Something, I'm so fancy.
This is Christopher's first part of the wrap-up.
I'm on the something.
Okay, yeah.
Blowing dudes at the bank. I'm pretty sure that's how it goes.
Oh, this blowing at the bank's just so long.
Can I get in front of you, sir?
Can I get behind you, sir?
Oh, what a day. Dear diary.
I was at the bank for 12 hours. I forgot my wallet.
Yeah, no, I've been pretty good. I had nothing bad to say about them.
It's no White and Nerdy, but...
No. White and Nerdy was probably where I started shifting my opinion of him, but I was...
Somebody get Donny Osmond an Oscar immediately. Look at him going apeshit in the background of that song.
Yeah, it's one of those ones I look back and I was like, yeah, it's probably better. I was shitty on it at the time, but... Yeah, I dig him. I think it was a Marc Maron podcast that really turned me around on it.
Oh, really?
He seemed pretty cool on that. It was... Yeah, I think it was him. He had a...
Yeah, he definitely did Marc Maron.
He had an episode with Marc Maron. I was like, this guy's actually pretty cool.
He's pretty down to earth.
Yeah.
He definitely is not like, I'm a huge superstar.
Yeah,
like,
that'd be the thing.
Everything I do is just a copy of other songs.
He's like, it's not even original. Like, I make up the words, but...
My first five big hits were all about eating food and getting fat.
Like, that's the thing. Like, if he was super arrogant about it, he's like, yeah, I'm kind of a big deal. Yeah, I don't know, maybe you've heard of Eat It.
I'm trying to think. His last, like, mainstream big hit was... Amish Paradise, and you were probably like four when that
came out. I remember that, though.
That was like his last huge one. And then I guess maybe 6 years later, he had that the Star Wars
one. The Anakin guy.
Even that one wasn't like...
White and Nerdy.
Amish Paradise was huge.
Yeah, that I remember actually getting played on like...
MTV
and stuff like that. Like, I think maybe White and Nerdy probably got that for whatever music channel. But that was at the point where internet was kind of taking over. So it was probably just big on YouTube.
Yeah, like, you've never heard... I don't think
it would never have been
White and Nerdy on the radio.
Though easily you could say it's probably eclipsed Riding Dirty in terms of, like...
I still have Riding Dirty on my...
Maybe not. Maybe it was just me. Maybe I listen to White and Nerdy.
I spent so many years Riding Dirty. It's fun to listen to it now. Like, yeah, now I'm White and Nerdy.
But no, I dig him. He seems like a cool dude.
If you listen to White and Riding Dirty, like the whole way through at the end, there's like a big car crash sound. It's just like three black guys in the car, and each one's like, oh, no, I spilled my drink. I'm going to need another prescription.
Wow, that's bad.
It's pretty funny.
Chameleon Air. Has that guy done anything since then?
No, I don't think so. I don't have my finger on the pulse of the rap.
What a great one-hit wonder, Chameleon Air. I had to look that up.
You can ask Bobkin. I was living with him at the time. I'm sure he heard that song for like a week, like every 5 minutes, just me blasting it on my computer. Similar to Shakira, Waka Waka, Africa.
Waka Waka, yeah. No good World Cup songs this time around, unfortunately.
No.
Though Shakira apparently made a couple performances.
This time for Brazil.
It's just like not even they only change the song. It's just this time for Brazil. 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 Brazil.
She immediately changes it to Germany. Like, I knew they'd win.
Let's see.
One song I've been like every month, I have like a 10 second battle. Like, do I put that on my iPod? Do I pay for that? Is that Ruslana song from Grand Theft Auto 4.
Wild Dances. That would be like a song I think I'd have to sit there and be like, eh. I enjoy it like once or twice, but I feel like if it came up in rotation enough, I'd be like, oof, fuck this song.
If that came up in the car on the ride down to North Carolina,
I was impressed.
Would you give me shit for it?
Yeah, because your iPod's been notoriously like full of super homo stuff. And this time we listened to it, and there was like one or two, like, okay, that was a little bit iffy. But otherwise, it was like Metallica, you know, Three Days Grace. Not Three
System
Days Grace.
Down.
System of a Down.
It's probably a Three Days Grace song.
Like Metallica or Metalocalypse, whatever it was.
Yeah, it was like Korn, some Ozzy Osbourne. It was mostly like old classic rock.
Yeah, it was just like, oh, these are some great songs. And I just know, like, the moment we turned it off, it was just nothing but like, quit playing games with my heart.
Oh, man, if you'd have turned the volume all the way down,
you probably would have heard like drops of sweat hitting like the side of the car on my end. Because so, like all it's gonna take is like I can't be tamed. They start playing and I'm done.
Especially as we start our week long vacation in, like in our family yeah. reunion. Because you're lucky, none of the uncles had to see you in the pink tank top that no. that went in on it, so you didn't have to get any of that.
But. Terry's a fool, isn't she?
Like, yeah, that was...
If you'd have paid for a $20 beach towel...
Like, once again, it was just like, alright, I realized we both made a mistake when we went to see, when we told you that Mets shirt was too small, and we both made a mistake this time, because it's like, don't get the extra small, because what if it doesn't even fit? Like, if it doesn't fit at all, like, if it's, like up to here.
It's a shitty cotton tank top. It's going to fit.
Like, I should have...
Throw it on a hippo, it'll
fit. I should have gone with the extra small. But even then, I was like, no, make him wear this into the beach house. That was the deal on it. And she's like, I mean, no!
I assumed at the very least I'd have to get there and say hi to everybody, and then I could change.
Yeah, like, that was, I thought, the deal. But Terry was just like,
dumb bitch.
You're like, oh, Terry.
Stupid hole. I hope she listens. I don't care. I'm never making that bet again. That's for sure. Next year, like, ooh, a $30 beach towel.
You're like, oh, God, the sunscreen's $7. I'll do it if you wear this gay
t-shirt that
thong.
Says pack it in, boys, on the back.
It looks like Chameleon Air has not been up to a whole lot since then. He has, like, a Wikipedia page for it, but none of these things look like that's a lot of red links.
A lot of albums that didn't go very far.
Awards and nomination, writing, and that's it. So, yeah, he literally had no other hits beyond that. Ooh, Scotia was getting growly there. Perhaps the mailman's come by. Anything else on your list?
Do we even want to talk about the plane crash today? Considering this might not actually hit, like...
this, like, comes out in October. Everyone's like, oh, God, what happened? Was it a plane crash? Like, everyone looking online was like...
What does it take to get on iTunes, by the way? Do you just have to pay them?
You have to pay for someone to host your stuff, which is what I'm doing right now. But
that's why you like to hear Creek in the Cave on a...
Yeah, well, those places have their own servers to do it.
Or Smodco is like...
Yeah, like that's what they're paying for it. I mean, you can... As long as you have a place that you're paying to put up your podcast, it's mm-hmm. fine, but... That costs, like, money to put the space there. Like, there's some places who would do it for free, but it's like, oh, we'll only upload one episode a month. There's what to allow you. So to put anything more and to put any long episodes, they'll start charging you. That's why most of my podcasts I do, they go up on the That Guy with the Glasses website. So I don't have to host them there. They don't go up on iTunes. They go up on Blip, which I get paid for. And then we put a download link so people can download and throw it on their iPod if they want.
And where are these going?
These are going on a Pod Garden, I think it's called, and I just need to pay for it now to actually start putting more episodes
out. Could we find those on iTunes?
What?
Like these?
I'll have to upload. The only thing we don't have right now is we don't have title card art.
Oh, okay.
So, like, it just looks like a fucking, it looks super ghetto. It's just like a shitty microphone next to the podcast.
That'd be sweet, though. Like, you could look for us on the iPod.
On iTunes. I mean, we very easily could.
That's a goddamn rap. Do I have to write everything?
Do you want to draw a title card up first? You had that sweet one that got mentioned on Legion of Skanks.
We can do a Christmas. We can do that Christmas card photo we've been talking about. Christmas in July, minus mom, of course.
We don't want to get her in there.
We're like, I hold the dog, you hold the cat, we're making them kiss. Is it too gay?
I don't think either one's going to put up with it. Scotia doesn't like being lifted off the ground. The cat doesn't like being pushed towards other things, so... Good luck getting that to happen. We can capture it, though. That's movie magic.
It's
the new Milo Notice. She's a dog that may bite people. He's a bad, awful, fat cat. Together, they're not going anywhere, because neither of them are adventurous.
They hate each other.
They're terrified of everything.
All right, so that'll be my next little project to think of something to, like a title card. But yeah, the plane crashed today.
Yeah, it was a pretty big deal, from what I understand. I get most of my news from the internet, and a lot of stuff that came in from it was like people being reporting on it, and that like
speculation.
Yeah, that kind of speculation. A lot of like, I don't know how much of this I buy. Like the first time the news story came out, I was like, biggest aviation related accident since 9/11, like highest death tolls, like Jesus. And then I saw other people being like, don't believe it. And I was just like, I don't know. I'm going to sit back and let the news filter out on this first. But from what I read, it's pretty big deal.
Yeah, at one point the headline on CNN was, some say could have been taken down by terrorists. And it's like, well, some could say dinosaurs knocked it out of the sky.
Some could say Dr. Doom took the plane down.
What some? Yeah. But then eventually it said, like, Joe, like, even Biden confirmed, like, this was definitely done by a missile.
On CNN right now, U.S. source plane shot down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Confirms missile hit plane. It's a bummer.
It's weird. I wonder who. Because it was coming from. No, it was coming from the Netherlands going to Malaysia. And I wonder if it was Russians thinking it was a combat plane or something, not realizing it, or Ukrainians thinking it was.
Like, just before we went on, I checked out Reddit, had an article on, you know, what was going on. I guess some, like, military forces Twitter posted up a picture, like, back in, like, late July or late June of anti-aircraft missiles they had. Mm-hmm. It's like the country suspected, and immediately after this happened, they deleted all those photos. Mm. Let me see if I can't find it.
I'll have to check. Because it's like, it would seem hard to believe it would be Middle Eastern, because I don't know how, or like, any kind of Islamic thing. So, like, is there room for those guys over there right now with all the shit that's going on between Russia and Ukraine?
And the Israel ground invasion of the Gaza began today.
Yeah.
So it's
Could you imagine if that's middle?
I mean, we spent like 3.5 hours talking about Marvel comics, and I'm like, something's happening in the Middle East.
Oh my God, Israel! They're always blowing each other up with rockets. On to something new. Captain America's black. Hooray!
Rebels apparently is what the growing thing is, because I guess
Russian rebels or
I don't know. Like,
well, at this point, it's Ukraine, so it have to be Russian rebels. They're not allowed to call them Ukrainian rebels if they're in their own country, are they?
That'd be shady. So,
like, if Jersey invaded us, we're like Pennsylvania rebels. Like, no, they're the rebels.
Wait for this to load. Oh, you want text only version? Yeah, this is like a Twitter account for whoever it was. And they posted up how they had pictures of that, and they've taken them down since then.
The Russian rebels.
What's that?
It's an Allen wrench.
Oh, okay. Phew. I was just like, that was a screw to your stool. What?
It's keeping you hovering over that bucket of poop just ever so lightly.
Delicately. I fell into mouth first again.
You don't remember, that'd be weird if we were at war with Russia again, but you don't remember any Cold War time at all.
No.
You were born in the year it fell.
I missed almost all of that. I don't remember a point where there was two Germanies.
I mean, I'm not 1,000. I barely remember it.
No, but like, even when I go, like, you know, we were watching the World Cup, and they're like, here comes West Germany winning the World Cup. And I was just like, there was a West Germany? And I had to stop. I was like, oh, yeah.
Like, West Coast, East Coast world?
Did we have an East Coast USA? Did we win? Like, no. USA never wins, period, first and foremost. No, we didn't have two USAs.
No.
Like, well,
we did in the 18th.
Like, Uncle Ricky has to stop, like, let me explain all the ways you're stupid and fat. I don't know if I have enough time to do it. Pardon, you just come over here and beat your kid.
They're bigger than me now.
Yeah, no, it's a pretty bummer story. Anyway, Game of Thrones. Oh, yeah. Now, I've started reading the books now, because I watched the series. I watched the first season. And I continued watching the second season up until the vagina monster.
And then your infamous quote, lame.
I was like, yeah, just like me, lame. And I stopped watching there. And I picked back up. I know I've seen most of second season. I still don't remember a lot of it. But I know I've seen like the final three episodes. Because I remember seeing the battle
of Blackwater.
And then I think I watched like the first two episodes of the third season. I haven't seen anything else since then. But I've been reading the books. I picked up Game of Thrones, read through that one pretty quickly. Picked up Clash of Kings while we were on vacation, and I finished that like a week and a half ago. And now I'm just today, I passed the halfway point on Storm of Swords. It's really good.
Red lighting happened yet?
No, I'm like, if it's a dick, I'm like right. And like, the red wedding is the pee hole. I'm right on that. My tongue is wrapped right around the head. It's definitely like massaging the head, the helmet.
That's the only analogy I understand.
Yeah,
I
had to relate it.
Base 237.
I had to relate it in penis terms for baby Mitchie to understand. But
we have to call this episode. Shout out to baby Mitchie.
Baby Mitchie, come listen.
C-U-M.
The Red Wedding, I just read a chapter with Caitlin Stark. where they're on their way to the Red Wedding. And I presume the next chapter is the Red Wedding. Because I almost thought the chapter I was reading was the Red Wedding, because they were just like, we're on our way there! And I was just like, oh, God.
They actually call it the Red Wedding.
No, yeah, like even ahead of time, they know something bad's going to happen. No, it's definitely going to happen, too, because another part featured something about, like, some fortune scene, or some future scene dwarven woman who was talking to Arya and mentioned, like, you don't want to be at that wedding or something like that. Yeah. Like, they might not even be alive anymore or something along those lines. So, it's coming up. And it's the entire time I'm reading the book, I know what happens at it. I know the characters who die. I know it's a pretty huge event. And I'm just waiting for it to happen. And I just feel like Stringer Bell in the last, you know, that third season, where it's just like, just do it, motherfucker! Like, time I read a chapter, like, come on, just do it! Like, I'm just waiting for that fucking pin to drop. But, or penis to drop, Frenchie, into my mouth.
Penis to fall into my mouth. Get it, Mikey? I'm trying to make this as simple as possible.
You hear where I'm going, right? So, it's good, though. The books are really good. Some good description. I mentioned when we first started, or when I first started reading the books, it's like, wow, the show adds a lot of nudity and sex to it. Because, like, at the time, there was barely any, and I remember, like, every episode of Game of Thrones having, like, some kind of nudity in it. Now that I read the books, I'm like, I think the books may have more nudity in them. Really? Yeah, now that there's, like, an entire chapter devoted to Jon Snow just plowing Ygritte over and over again.
Really? It happens, like, once in the show.
No, there's an entire part.
And it's, like, a tender moment.
No, they're, like, in a fucking cave, and he's just banging the shit out of her, like, five times, and, like... Yeah, it happens pretty frequently in it.
Wow. No, I forget he's not a virgin half the time when I see him in the show, honestly.
Yeah, no, it's definitely, like, all over that. And I have to feel like there's a market out there for someone who would write fan fiction of Game of Thrones and just writes the good endings to things that could have happened. Mm-hmm. Like, someone who's just like, oh, you remember that scene where Arya misses Brienne by, like, a day? What if she just arrived one day earlier and Brienne gets to bring her back to Winterfell with Jaime Lannister and they don't bring him over and Catelyn gets daughter back and maybe things don't go so fucking awful.
When does she show up?
It's like a day after.
Or no, wait, when do you... What scenario are you proposing?
Like Arya arrives one day earlier, so she meets Brienne and Jaime when they're at that inn.
Oh, okay.
And Brienne's like, oh, you're Arya Stark? I'll just bring you back to your mom.
I think Arya would have just been at the Red Wedding then. They would have killed her.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, there's a lot of... Well, then I come up with another situation where Walder Frey's like, and I... gay heart attack!
Thank God he announced it first.
So he flops over dead. And then Rob's like, Frey's to me! And they just immediately ride on King's Landing and just kill the shit out of Tywin and Cersei.
I thought you were talking about a scenario where Walder Frey's like, bring Arya to me, that's my new fuck stick.
I'm just like...
Gratuitous episode. I was like... Just banging the life out of Arya.
It's like, you may have made life much, much worse for her. No, it's a good show, or a good book, rather. And the book's interesting because it follows a point of view character. So there's, like, established characters you get to follow. And then reading that and then seeing, like, remembering from the show, how characters who are huge in the show aren't really that big in the book. Like, I mentioned Rob to you before.
Yeah.
But another one of them is Littlefinger.
Really?
He's all over the first book because that's Ned's confidant.
He's the one that fucks over.
So you see him a lot. But after that, you never really hear from Littlefinger unless he's like having a conversation with Tyrion, which isn't very often, or even more rare is he has a conversation with Sansa. Those are the only two eyes you get in King's Landing.
He's gotten beefed up in the second part, in the fourth season. He's not in a ton. Like, it's not...
It's not the Littlefinger.
It's not rare for like two episodes to go by without seeing Littlefinger. But yeah, I think he is.
But that's the
that guy's amazing though.
Yeah, Aiden Gillian or something.
Clark Kenny. Yeah,
he's great. Because Varys is like the confidant Tyrion has in King's Landing. So
you almost never in the show. You very rarely ever see Tywin and Varys ever. Like together,
Tyrion
Tyrion.
Yeah, Tyrion and Varys.
They really should have made those names just a little bit more different from each other.
Well, that's the thing. From reading the books, you find out like the tie is like a part of Lannister history. Like that's almost like trying to think of like a good example for it.
Like Michael and the Larios.
Well, like it's just like that's what they named to a lot of their sons. Like a naming convention. It's kind of the same way. There's a lot of Brandons in the Stark family.
Yeah. Okay.
So Ty, I think like Tyrell or something. Or
but Ty. Then Jamie was just like, fuck
it. Yeah, Jamie, whatever. Jamie with an I before the M for some stupid reason.
I'm going to make it with a Y. It's Jamie.
Jamie Jam.
Jamie Lannister.
Jamie Jam Lannister. No, because that's the thing is like most of the names in Game of Thrones are just perversions of actual names. Like Eddard is just a perversion of Edward. Bran's just a shortening of Brandon. Rickon's a version of Richard. So you keep getting those, and then like there's some where you're just like, oh, and then there's just fucking batshit Daenerys over there, and I still can't spell her name for the life of me.
D-A-E-N-R or Y-R-U-S?
I think it might be that, but I'm also like, I think there's another A in there for some reason. Like
silent A?
Yeah, like all the fucking Targaryens have bullshit confusing names.
And I have no idea how to spell Targaryen.
T-A-R-G-A-R-Y-N, I think.
It could be it.
I'm not going to put money on it. If it was like, oh, we're cutting your dick off, you're wrong, I'd just be like, well, I don't know. Just
do it now. Save me some time.
Nah, really.
I think good. Stannis might be like the favorite name. I was like, that is a pretty sweet name.
Stannis is cool. Stannis is cool.
That's a kid that's going to be called Stan, though, which sucks.
Yeah. There's some other good names, like Arya. Oh, that's kind of a decent
name. Arya's cool for a chick. Sansa's actually kind of cool, too.
Yeah. Summer, Shaggy Dog, those are great names.
It's Shaggy Dog.
It's Shaggy Dog.
It's Shaggy Dog. It's the only dog
left. Alright. So, like, I don't know, Genie comes up to you and he's like, I'm going to give you I'm going to give you an 8.
I'm going to pull chick who's fire alarm at the Stark house.
At your house. And you have to blow whoever comes out first. You're just like, which one do I want?
I hope the gun walks out first.
Genie's like, I'm going to give you a wife who's going to be an 8. She's pretty nice. You have a happy life with her. You're going to have a boy. She tells you right now, I'm naming him Hodor. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, that's fine.
What if he's like, and the boy's probably going to grow up like Hodor, giant, huge, but stupid as shit.
Oh.
And can't speak.
No, says not name. At all. Not even for a second. I'll take Hodor as a name, but if he's actually like, Hodor!
As he slaps your spaghetti off the table, and you're just like, what an awful child you are.
He's like, but the next 3 kids you'll have, one's going to be an NFL Super Bowl winning quarterback, one's going to be a Nobel Prize winner, and one's going to be president of the United States. It's like, all right, fine. So, first kid, you're going to be staying with me for a while. I'm going to buy a farm, put you to use.
Daddy's going to be taking care of you for a while, me thinks.
I don't know. Do you take that deal under any?
No, probably not. Well, this will get us off the Game of Thrones topic for a little bit, but I posed this question on the podcast. I was like, you meet your perfect significant other, like, whatever physical appearances you'd want them to have, they
Joe
have.
Joe Manganiello. Okay.
Okay. It can be a dude or a chick. I'm not going to judge. Personality wise, you two just met. Person's well off, and they're like, all right, I want you to move in with me. The only catch is this person's like, I have a bit of a hobby. You can't take this away from me. It just means that much. I like to collect vagrants and let them live with me.
Ooh. Vagrants.
Yeah, so it's just a lot of like homeless people, very shifty, just hanging out around the house.
How big of a house?
Say like a 2-story rancher. It's a house that he or she plans to have a family with you in.
All right. Are you keeping this house then? You and mom are going to keep this going?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, so like if I need to come and hang out for like a day just to get away from the shanty town and become the Hooverville that I live in.
Yeah, that's a possibility.
The hobo camp that I have to sleep in every day. What do these homeless people do all day?
They mostly loaf around.
Dogs, they wait for me to come home.
A lot of drinking. A lot of scratching of their privates. A lot of kind of just going about the house and rifling through things.
Are they like cool, like movie homos where they're just down on their luck and like a little sauce from time to time? Or is it like crackheads that are dangerous?
It's like the hobos. You remember that old lady?
Is it like the Wire homeless people? Or?
Do you remember that old lady who used to hang out near Derry Street or Cameron Street? And she'd sit in that bus stop by the YMCA
with all the cars of shit.
Yeah, it'd be like her. So she might be friendly, but she like has a fucking Target cart full of used panties or whatever the fuck they carried in there, like cans.
How many?
I posed the doozy.
How many on average?
No more than maybe like 2 or 3 at a time, but there's always at least one.
But But our room is still our room, right?
Yeah, like if you're, you know, in the act of making love, there's like a 95% chance they're not going to come in.
That's not very good at all. We fuck 100 times a year, and five of those times it's going to be like, get out, get out.
I mean, you gotta roll with the dice. Sometimes, just like, I had an accident, slam. And Joe Manganiello is like, don't worry, I'll clean you up. And he get it and sparkling with his chest, and he's just like, God, I live for this.
To be honest, I'd probably date that chick way longer than I should. But I would not. I'd be like, I can't have kids in this environment. This is ridiculous. You?
Yeah, I probably would.
Marry her?
Yeah, I mean,
oh, we'd have to strap you down to a bed. That family intervention when you're like, yeah, come to our destination wedding downtown where the spot used to be. In that alley.
Like, it's a great relationship. You're happy with it. You're just like, look, I had to put up with some homeless people. But hey, you know, mom did Peace Corps and cherry chips around.
They're there all the time. And who's getting rid of these homeless people? Like,
eventually, they fall back on their luck and they
head out. Get tired of a warm bed and free meals.
Or they die. It happens too.
That's pretty.
You can get a doll.
Well, you can
bring
rid of that.
You could bring Scotia with you.
Oh, please. It would just be lawsuits all day long. Like, that dog done bit me. You bit her first.
It was like, you know, you tried to steal her food in front of her while she was eating. I thought it seemed like it's a good question. It was definitely a perplexer for you.
That's tough. And there's a lot of variations too. Like, okay, let's say it's like, it's not even a girl I love. It's just like Scarlett Johansson and Olivia Munn want to have like a dick sucking contest on me every day. But I live there, and like every single day when I'm taking a dump or taking a shower, two homeless people will walk in like, oh, sorry, sir. I probably would do that for like 3 or 4 days.
Like, you just finish it and you're like, I'm going to go make my lunch tomorrow. And you go in and just a guy cooking a boot in a pot. Don't worry, I'll be done in a little bit. Just got to spuss it up with a little vinegar. He's just clearly just pouring bourbon into it and just dipping his face in.
Like my bourbon. Like, oh. I bet I can do that for more days than I should be willing to admit. Be like, this is ridiculous. 7 months of this and I've had enough.
No more. No moss.
I found my dignity.
Eh, good to know. Anyway, Game of Thrones.
Yeah, Game of Thrones.
I've started making...
Is that if I pee?
We'll probably be done pretty soon. I was just going to say, like, I've got probably like 3 or 4 favorite characters at this point. And I think my list right now would probably go... Would start with Davos.
What, Arya?
Davos is right up there at the top just because he's... I don't know. His chapters are so rare. So it's always like a joy to get them. A little
treasure.
Yeah, it's a little... I like
it's like that in the show, too. There's not like tons of episodes with him and Stannis.
Yeah, so it's nice getting one of those. Then it would probably be Arya. Really fun. Mm-hmm. I like the way her chapters are written, too. Following that, it'd probably be the Hound right now.
Really? The Hound?
Hound's really
good.
You
must love Arya and the Hound together.
I just got to that, and it's not going well. It's him like, if you try to beat me again when you go take a piss, I'm just going to tie you up and gag you on the back of my horse and carry you around like your cattle. Like, ooh.
Yeah, there's a lot of... That's actually one of his kinder threats.
It's a lot of like, ooh, this sounds... Things went bad. I think if you thought the Lightning Lord was bad.
In the show, there's like one or two, I think, where he implies he'll rape her, but not for the fun of it. Yeah. Just for, like, just I'm not going to enjoy this.
Just to teach you a lesson. Like, what?
Just so you don't enjoy it.
Arya, and then I think probably rounding out that 4. I guess I should probably go with 5, but after that, it'd probably be Samwell. I'm digging him a lot. I think his chapters are pretty depressing, but they're usually pretty, like, pretty good, like, pretty well written.
I figured you'd squeeze a fat nerd into this list.
I could definitely relate to him a lot more than, like, oh, it's me, Jaime Lannister.
He's the early on the show.
Who would you say your 5 are?
Well, obviously, never reading the books. My favorite was probably Tywin. I really like him a lot.
Tyrion would probably round out my top 5.
Yeah, I'd probably go Tywin. Honestly, that's pretty tough. It's because it shifts because certain seasons I really like what some characters do. Most consistently, I'm going to go with Tywin, Tyrion, Arya,
Sansa, Caitlyn.
Sansa, yeah. Sansa, Caitlyn, Rickard.
Rickon. Good old Rickon Stark. Benjen Stark. Loved him.
Benjen. He hasn't been seen in a while. What did So Arya, Daenerys, usually she's been kind of
Second season was awful though.
Yeah,
like the second book, I just remember being like, "This is fucking lame as shit." It's kind of cool now because in the books at this point, she's going around freeing all these slaves, and it's just like dragon fire and good tactics and shit like that.
She's pretty hardcore.
So this book's been good, but oof, that second book, I was just like, "This is fucking what? You're not doing anything."
I wish I could combine Stannis and Ser Davos into one character because they complement each other so well. Mm-hmm. Like, one's just not lovable at all, and the other's like completely lovable. God, if I have to pick one of the two, I'm gonna probably go Stannis because without Stannis, there is no Ser Davos. He's fucked.
Lord Davos.
Well, on that island of 70 people where they're eating rats.
Yeah.
Have they gotten to that in the book?
I don't know if they have. He just got knighted. Lorded.
If they do a lot of exterior shots of Dragonstone, it's not a farm or any kind
not like a place where you grow a whole lot. So.
In the book, like, Stannis is eating rats at one point. Like, the king's eating rats, so.
No, it's been really good. I'm hoping to get through this book hopefully by the end of next weekend, and I may take a little bit of break after that because this book is fucking long as shit.
And you're just ripping through.
I mean, there's only two books left, but they're both at this length or longer than this one even. So, I mean, it's not like, I mean, if I like go full on in this, I probably wouldn't finish all the books until like maybe October, like the start of September going into or the end of September going into October.
I think you know all the big stuff that happens in the rest of the fourth book or the third book, right?
More or less. I know,
you know about the Red Wedding.
I know about the Red Wedding. I know about the other wedding. I know about the battle.
Yeah, you know Joffrey dies.
Well, there are people who are listening to this who may not know.
This might not get on until like the fifth or sixth season.
It's people reading the books. You never know.
Well, spoiler alert. There's one really sweet scene I can't wait till you get to. I hope they do it in the books and it's even longer. Because in the show, it was like, fuck yeah.
It depends on who's present for it. It probably should be one that someone's there for.
But yeah, you're definitely.
But there's some scenes where you're just like, man, this character's not there, so you don't see that. Like, you don't get anything to signify Joffrey led, like, a conflicted upbringing like he has in the show when he has that scene with the whore.
Oh.
And you kind of see, like, oh, this kid's kind of more fucked up than I thought. You don't get that in the book. There's no, like, scene, like, here's a chapter with Joffrey, and he's like, I'm going to beat this whore with a bedpost.
Is he just not that fucked up in the show, or he's just or a brat?
In the book? I mean, you get the book, but it's only, you only get the stuff that one of those characters is directly. If Tyrion or Sansa isn't present, you only either hear about it in passing or you don't get to see it. So, it's one of the downsides to the book, but on the plus side, you also get to kind of know about that character
a little more. It's much more intimate.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, you can hear, like, Tyrion quips that he'd never make in a show because it would get him killed.
Yeah.
So, I'll have some good quips there. You can kind of
Lord Fagwin. What was that?
Excuse me?
You goddamn dwarf.
I'm going to murder the shit out of you. But no, there's usually some pretty good insight into characters when you read them. I think it makes Caitlin a little bit more sympathetic when you kind of realize just how fucking pathetic of a mother she's become, where she's just like, I can't save any of my fucking kids.
All my kids. My husband's... I think this makes him look like dad of the year, because within 6 months of him dying, every other kid's gone to shit.
I haven't gotten to finish it yet, but it sounds like what seemed to be happening, and you'll have to let me know if this happens in the show or not. But as they're heading to the Red Wedding, Rob's talking about, like, if I don't get this chick pregnant, I'm not going to have any heir. And we know about how Sansa's been married to Tyrion, so... if we need to, I'm going to name an heir. And he's like, I'm going to name Jon Snow as my heir.
Oh, no.
Oh, that doesn't happen in the book?
I don't think so.
Because he has this conversation and Catelyn's there and she's just like, you can't do that. And he's just like, it's not your decision. I'm the king. He's a Stark.
She's pregnant almost like immediately.
Oh,
after they get married in the show.
Yeah, she's not pregnant in the book.
In the show, she's pregnant. She's like 6 months pregnant at the Red Wedding.
Oh, okay. So. No, his wife isn't even at the Red Wedding in the book.
Or maybe she's like 3 or 4 months pregnant.
So
I understand it's been changed a little bit. No, that's how the Red Wedding starts in the book. Like, immediately, God's just like, go stab right in the pregnant woman's stomach over and over again. You're like, holy shit, this started. I don't know. Like, you had to refer me in my room. Like, what the fuck? And then immediately, it's like arrows, like. right into Rob. Like, what the fuck?
You're just like, oh god, Catelyn better not get out of this. And just like seven shots in her face and she's already being raped from behind. You're just like, oh, never mind. I guess nobody gets out of this.
No, she gets like Walden Frey's wife and like holds a knife to her throat like, let Rob go. Go, Rob. He's like clearly already dying. And like as he's like limping just to do anything, like he takes two more arrows immediately and falls over dead. And Catelyn starts crying and then just uses just enough strength to slit the wife's throat.
Oh, that's great. I hope that does happen in the book. Just that fuck you as she goes out.
And then immediately fucking Roose Bolton just walks by and slits her throat.
Oh, God. The Boltons. It's fucking just the worst.
There's some real monsters on the Boltons. Well, there's only two, but yeah. Pound for pound, they're both just complete shitheads.
Yeah, I'm slowly getting into that. That's the other thing. There's no... Theon had his own point of view in the second book. He's had none thus far in the third. So all the Theon torture scenes are completely invented up for the show. Like, they may are presumed to have happened, but you don't have to experience any of them. So you haven't seen Reek since the end of book two, where he takes over Winterfell.
It hasn't been great. But it hasn't been anything like Sansa in the second season, where like oh, this character I didn't like, I'm really starting to feel for. It's like, oh, just kill him already. Who cares? Like,
yeah, I mean, Sansa and Jaime definitely both get that moment where you're like, yeah. Oh, these characters were shitheads before, but I kind of understand it. Yeah. And I'm digging it now. But, yeah, from what I understand, Theon doesn't get that. He's just like, what a fucking cockhead.
Put him out of his misery. And someone kill this Bolton kid. Toot sweet.
Hurry up.
Boom. Line him and Walden Frey up in a row. Kadoof.
No, like, we got Walden Frey. Like, you just killed one of the fucking sons named Walden Frey. You didn't kill the actual Frey.
That was the old Targaryen at the wall. I liked him.
Yeah, no, I'll have to let you know as I finish this book, and we'll be more or less caught up, though. From what I understand, some stuff in the third book doesn't make it into the fourth season, and some stuff in the fourth book makes it into the third season.
Yeah, so. I think they have to. And the book after that, I understand, is going to have to be a quick change around, because like, the fourth book is almost just like half the characters, and like the other half aren't even mentioned or shown in it.
Mm.
Like, because I guess there's so much storyline, so it's just like... I don't know this for a fact, but maybe it's like, we're just going to focus on King's Essos.
Or something like that. That's a possibility. That would suck, though, because there are a lot of characters I like that have nothing to fucking do with Essos.
That would be
like,
wrong.
Oh, is Davos sailing to Essos? Like, no. How about the Hound? Sure. On a ship of corpses.
You just predicted something that might happen.
No! Davos like, I'm going to be the third dragon rider. Along with Sansa. Like, good for you, Sansa.
Go
for it.
Go ride that Davos cock. If I was transformed into Sansa's body, boom, immediately.
I'm like, let me give you something there, Davos. Boom, boom, boom.
Fuck your stumpy knuckles.
It's just like, wait a minute, what? You turned into a Game of Thrones character, you got Sansa, and you immediately boned Davos? Like, yeah.
She's in the middle of a cat and mouse mind game with Littlefinger. I was like, I got no time for that. Gotta fuck that.
Boom!
Gotta go fuck the Onion Knight.
I was like, he's happily married with a wife. Yeah, I'm gonna fucking rock his world.
Give him another kid.
With my hot 15-year-old body. Yeah, boom, boom, boom.
Hot, aching, taut, nimble 15-year-old frame. Like, so you're disgusting.
My nubile 15-year-old breasts.
My nubile, barely legal.
Not legal. No, maybe in Westeros, where like sex happens at 13 if you have your period.
I'm like a full grown woman. I'm like that chick from Kick-Ass 2. Head girl. Totally of age.
Ooh. That's a girl who I think's always going to look like she's fucking 12.
I think she's 18 now.
Yeah, but like if you take a look at her, it's still one of those girls you're always
those titties ain't 18. Those titties ain't 12.
Yeah, I think we'll stop there.